This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Thousands of mourners line the streets of Baghdad for this morning's funeral procession for Iran's top military leader, Qasem Soleimani, and others killed in a U.S. drone strike at Baghdad's airport. Many of the mourners carried flags of Iran-backed militias. President Donald Trump says he ordered the military action because he has a solemn duty to protect Americans. Soleimani headed the Quds Force and was seen as the master planner of attacks against Americans.
We took action last night to stop a war. We did not take action to start a war.
The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is closed, and President Trump is warning Iran it must end efforts to destabilize the Middle East. Meanwhile, the Pentagon says it is sending more than 3,000 additional U.S. troops to the Middle East, and American citizens have been instructed to leave Iraq. Here in Washington and across the world, there are serious concerns over what Tehran's threats of harsh retaliation could mean, and worries over a U.S. war with Iran remain a constant. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's a seismic event.
Former Pentagon official Derek Chollet has the same fear as former Vice President Joe Biden.
Have they thought it through?
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer notes Iran has pledged a harsh response.
This action may well have brought our nation closer to another endless war.
But GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says Qasem Soleimani deserved to die.
No man alive was more directly responsible for the death of more American service members.
And whom Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox and Friends was planning imminent attacks on Americans. And President Trump made the right call to go after him.
A serious decision, which was necessary.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
More at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. More on our top story, the potentially dangerous aftermath of the U.S. drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Iran has told the United Nations Security Council it reserves the right to defend itself under international law. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging maximum restraint in the Middle East.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Bushfires still burn dangerously out of control on Australia's east coast, helped along by soaring temperatures and strong winds. Authorities have said conditions could turn out to be worse than New Year's Eve, when flames scorched massive tracts of bushland and forced thousands of residents and summer vacationers to seek refuge and rescue on beaches. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the nationwide death toll is rising and stands at 23. He's called up about 3,000 reservists as the wildfires approach the suburbs of Sydney. Democrats are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to fast-track a review of a lower court's finding that part of the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, is unconstitutional. It is a ruling with huge implications. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Democratic attorneys general from California, Washington, D.C., and a number of other states, backed by House Democrats, have petitioned the Supreme Court for an expedited review of the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that struck down the health care law's requirement that people have health insurance. The appeals court sent it back to a lower court judge to decide whether other parts of the law, such as protections for pre-existing conditions, can be separated from the insurance requirement and thus remain in place. Many Republicans in Congress want to avoid another election year battle over the health care law. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The worst flooding in 6 years in Indonesia's capital of Jakarta has killed more than 40 people this week and focused attention on the urgent need to improve flood controls before the planned relocation of the capital. Tuesday's record rainfall touched off landslides, trapped people in their homes, and prompted more than 19,000 to evacuate. Gene Randall, VOA News.